An epistle to all people on the earth: be not rash with your mouth, and let not your heart be hasty to utter a word before God. For God is in heaven, and you are on earth, therefore let your words be few. For a dream comes with much business and painful effort, and a fool's voice with many words. Eck 5:2-3 showing the ignorance of all the world, both believers and teachers, of the birth that must be silent, and of the birth that is to speak, which declares God. And the difference between silence and speaking, that they may come to an understanding of themselves, and may know that Christ Jesus, the light of the world, is their teacher, or their condemnation. Also showing that it was the practice of many to wait in silence upon God, to hear his word and know his voice. By George Fox from Vol. 4, the works of George Fox, doctrinal books I note, text within brackets has been inserted by the site editor: be still, and know that I am God. PS 46:10, be silent, all flesh before the Lord. Zech 2:13, be silent in the presence of the Lord God. Zeph 1:7, the Lord is in his holy temple, let all the earth keep silence before him. Hab 2:20, the thoughts of the unrighteous are detestable, foul, disgusting, to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. Pro 15:26, the sacrifice or prayer of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Pro 15:8, how can prayers of words made up in you carnal mind be pleasing to God, when the carnal mind is enmity against God? Be not rash with your mouth, and let not your heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and you are on earth, therefore let your words be few. For a dream comes through a multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. Eck 5:2-3 from the word of the Lord within, to sit in humble silence waiting on the Lord is to bear the cross, instead of thinking how you might please others. In humble silence we sit and wait. Patiently we wait in humble silence. Note, the Lord speaks of humble silence. Your silence shows your respect for God and your humility in approaching him. You cannot go to God as you may have been taught by Christendom with boldness into the throne room presenting your petitions. You are to be confident of his mercy and grace, yes, but do not go boldly, feeling worthy. His changing, purifying grace, imparted by the words he speaks to you, is only received with humility, and your silence is your evidence of submission to God. From the word of the Lord within, everyone must submit to waiting on God, waiting in humility. Note, portions of the text in Fox's below writing have been deleted which referred to the persecution the early Quakers experienced. You have not come to know the time to keep silence before the time to speak, Eck 3:7, but you are instead those such as Jeremiah speaks of, Jer 23, who use your tongues and say the Lord said, when the Lord has not spoken to you. So you have not known the keeping of silence before the speaking. You are like those who David in PSA 12 speaks of, who say that your tongues are your own and that you ought to speak. So hear what Isaiah said. Sit down in silence, get you into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, you shall no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. Mark here. The Lady of Kingdoms must come to silence, Issa 47:5. And you know not to sit in silence in the fenced cities as in Jer 8:14, but the Lord will put you to silence, and you must witness silence before you come to speak. Kir of Moab was brought to silence, because he was in the night, Issa 15:1. And all of you that are of Moab's stock must keep silence, though you have had a time to speak, and used your tongues before the time of silence was known, and the tongue of the dumb to sing. The songs of the temple shall be turned into howling, said the Lord, and there shall remain dead bodies in every place, and they shall cast them forth with silence, Amos 8:3. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear. Such as know the seven seals, shall know the silence in heaven. And when I saw the seven seals, there was silence for half an hour in heaven. He that can, read this and understand, Rev 8:1. And the apostle said, let the woman learn in silence with all subjection, for I suffer not a woman to speak, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence, as said the law, 1 Tim 2:11-12. Yet said the Lord, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and my sons and my daughters shall prophesy, Joel 2, Acts 2, and they that are led by the Spirit are not under the law, Gal 5, 18. And be swift to hear and slow to speak, said the apostle, and he speaks of the many unruly and vain talkers, and such teachers that are out of the faith, and had gotten the form of godliness, which were to be turned away from, who crept in among them in those days, who were to be silent. So here is a time to speak, and a time to keep silence. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord. Zech 2, 13, inserted from another writing of George Fox on silence. But all of you who are in your own wisdom and in your own reason, you say that silent waiting upon God is a famine to you. It is a strange life to you to come to be silent. You must come into a new world. Now you must die in the silence, die from the wisdom, die from the knowledge, die from the reason, die from the understanding. So as you come to feel that which brings you to wait upon God, you must die from the other that resists the silence and feels famished in silence. It is this dying in silence that brings you to feel the power of an endless life, and you come to possess it. In silent waiting upon God, you come to receive the wisdom from the above by which all things were made and created, and it gives an understanding and reason that is clearly different from that of the earthly man. This life of God in you is what brings you to wait upon God, and to know God is eternal life. To you this is the word of the Lord God. Now here is a birth, which is born of the flesh, and this birth which born of the flesh will persecute that birth which is born of the Spirit. Now come all to know the birth which is to be silent, which birth is persecuted by those born only after the flesh. Let us see you priests whether you speak from the flesh or not. If you teachers and believers of Christ say you are not in the same spirit that gave forth the scriptures, then you don't have the same birth that they had. So then you have the other birth, the flesh only. So you are either in the time to keep silence, as Solomon speaks of, or you are of those who Jeremiah speaks of, that use your tongues, though the Lord never spoke to you, and you are they that are swifter to speak than to hear, contrary to the apostles' doctrine, which are the lying prophets who have not the same spirit in which were the apostles, from which spirit the scriptures were given forth. Therefore you have not that birth and spirit that speaks forth scripture. Some had come to the time that they might speak. So holy men of God spoke forth the scriptures, as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And they came to the watching and praying with words supplied by the Spirit. But the sacrifices of the wicked are abomination to the Lord, and all that watch for iniquity shall be cut off. Isa 29. And the apostles were told to wait, and being assembled, they were told to not depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. And they were to receive the power after the Holy Ghost came, that they might be witnesses unto Christ. Now here was a time of waiting, here is a time of receiving, here is a time of speaking. The Holy Ghost fell upon them, so that they spoke the wonderful things of God, Acts 2:2-4, and these were they that were gathered together with one accord. So where two or three are gathered together in the name of Christ, he is there in the midst of them. And Christ commanded the assemblies that were met together to wait for the Holy Ghost and the power, not to depart, but to wait for the promise of the Father at Jerusalem. So the saints were not to forsake the assembling of themselves together, but to exhort one another, inasmuch as they saw the day approaching. Heb 10:25. And what if you should see such an assembly as was in the days of Ezra? They trembled at the word of the God of Israel, because of the transgression of those that had been carried away, and sat astonished until the evening sacrifice. Ezra 9. This would be a wonder among you. And those who come into a true waiting, the true assembling, they come to the true supplication and praying. What if you saw some people sit down, as Job did, for 7 days, and spoke not a word to one another? This would fret the contrary mind, this would make you to wonder, Job 2:13. But I say, wait on the Lord, and let them be ashamed that transgress. Wait on the Lord, and be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait you on the Lord, PSA 25 and PSA 27, and rest on the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself because of him that prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. PSA 37. The Lord will wipe away all tears from all faces, and rebuke the people, the Lord has spoken it. It shall be said in that day, this is the Lord, lo we have waited for him, we will be glad in his salvation, Isa 25. The Lord is good to him that waits for him, to the soul that seeks him. And it is good for a man that he should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth. He sits alone and keeps silence, because he has borne it upon him. Now that which has done iniquity must come into the silence, before the just comes to reign and have dominion, Lamb 3:25-28. For the earnest expectation of the created being waits for the manifestation of the Son of God, and who groan within themselves for the adoption, namely, the redemption of the body, and are in that condition that they do not know what they should pray for, but but the Spirit makes intercession with sighs and groans that cannot be uttered. And so come to feel him that searches the heart, and knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God, Rom 8. And Micah cried against the diviners and teachers for money, and he said he would wait upon the Lord, and he would look unto the God of his salvation, and he would hear him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. Lamb 3, 25 note, to wait for him is to seek him. Reading the Bible and sex services are not seeking God. For since the beginning of the world men have not heard, nor perceived by ear, nor has the eye seen a God beside you, who acts for the one who waits for him. Issa 64, 4 Paul quotes the above scripture in 1 Corinthians, man's eye has not seen, or ear heard, or mind imagined, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. The key difference, Isaiah reads waits, 1 Cor 2, 9 reads love. So to love God is to wait on him. We wait on him to hear his words that teach us, convict us, encourage us, and guide us, that is loving God. To those who persistently and patiently wait for him, he will appear the second time, not to bear sin, but to bring full salvation. Heb 9:28 Those who are persistently and patiently waiting on God, see Jesus appear in their hearts, and see Jesus bring their salvation, which is to be delivered freed from all sin. To wait on God is to persistently sit in humble silence, listen for his voice and words, watch for his revelations, hear his commands, and then obey him. Being made perfect, he, Jesus, became the author and source of eternal salvation to all those who heed and obey him. Heb 5:9. But if we hope for what we do not yet see, then we wait for its salvation with patient endurance, Rom 8, 25, it is by grace that you are taught and changed to become pure. Tit 2, 11-14 from the word of the Lord within, without our promises the soul is grieved, with them the soul settles down to a vigilant tribute to the Lord. What is necessary for salvation? Obedience to commands heard. Listen to my voice, and I will be your shepherd. Hear the word of the Lord from within. My word is in your heart and mouth. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and obey. Salvation comes to those who heed and obey. Salvation comes to those who wait. Wait, expose yourself to his commands and hear. Be slow to speak, quick to listen. Getting quiet is preparation. Think on his name. Ears must hear, you will hear him if you go with no preset agenda. The more you hear, the more you want to hear. Hear my voice's wonderful, sweet words. The way is clear, listen and obey. In silence, not only listen, but watch, watch the light on your closed eyelids. Rotate your eyes to the upper right. Keep watching what is in your sight, however little, and it will keep your mind still. By watching, you keep your mind still, and listening is natural with a quiet mind, and by continuing to watch, you will also easily see any revelation that the Lord shows you. So wait, watch, listen, hear, obey. Wait, watch, listen, hear, obey, seek, listen, obey. Persevere, and Christ will lead you through repentance to union and the kingdom of heaven. He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Heb 11:6. There are additional information on quieting the mind on this site. Click to see. Be patient, my brethren, waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The husbandman waits for the precious seed of the earth. He has long patience for it, until he receives the early and latter rain. So be you also patiently established in your hearts, for the coming of our Lord draws near, James 5. The end of all things is at hand, be sober and watch unto prayer, 1 Pet 4. The apostles were in laboring and watching and fasting, 2 Cor 6. Now read these three places, and blessed are they who when the Lord comes shall be found watching. Verily he shall make them to gird themselves and sit down to eat, and will come and serve them. So blessed is the man that hears me, and watches daily at my gate, watching at the posts of my door. Pro 8. And Christ said to his disciples, watch therefore. For you do know not what hour your Lord comes, Matt 24:42. And watch therefore, for you do not know either the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man comes. Matt 25:13. This spoke Christ concerning the foolish virgins and the wise, such as had oil in their lamps and such as had not. Therefore look to yourselves, you that desire to go and buy. And what do you think of those whom Christ asks to there and watch with him, and Christ comes and finds them asleep, and said, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you do not enter into temptation. Watch therefore, said Christ, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, at evening, or at midnight, or at the rooster crowing, or in the morning, lest he comes suddenly and finds you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch. Mark 13, 35-37. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus is recorded saying that some then standing with him 2,000 years ago would see his glorious coming in the clouds with the kingdom before they died. In addition, Paul, Jesus preaching, Jesus in Revelation, Peter, James, and John, all said soon, the time is near, a little while, he stands at the door. Christendom blithely ignores this gaping incongruity between what the Bible plainly states versus what they are taught by their blind guides. His appearance is in the hearts of individual believers who have purified themselves in order to see him. John 3:2-3, it would be a cruel hoax to be waiting on him to appear if the past 100 generations of believers actually had no hope of ever seeing him. Now mind where the watching is and the praying is. They are in the light in that which silences all flesh, for words spoken in the light lead from the watch. Therefore come to know the watch set before every one of your mouths, and so to keep that silence that must be stopped. And so what Christ said to one, he said unto all, watch. Now all being upon the watch, all are waiting, and here all men shall come to know the armor against what would lead us aside. Timothy was to watch in all things, and the saints were to watch and be sober unto prayer, 1 Pet 4:7-1. Let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that are drunk in the night. But let us who be of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us for wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord. The saints were to watch, yes, and to stand fast in the faith, and watch in the same with thanksgiving, call for, 2, continuing in praying and watching with thanksgiving. Remember therefore what you have received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If do not wake up and watch, I will come upon you like a thief, and you shall not know what hour I will come upon you, Rev 3:3. Who are off from the watch, Christ comes on them so, and they that are out from the watch are out of the light that comes from Christ. Watch therefore with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. The apostles told the saints watch, Acts 20, for wolves would come in among them. But he had coveted no man's silver, nor no man's apparel, but such would enter in after the days of the apostles. And such as feared the Lord met often together, and spoke one to another. And such the Lord spares in the day he makes up his jewels, as a man spares his only son that serves him. And said the apostle, build up yourselves in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Mark, the building up is in that which is holy, in the holy faith, and the praying in the Holy Ghost. Now he speaks of some that speak high swelling words, but themselves living in the hypocrisy, and were gone into the ways of Cain and Balaam, and are they that must know a time of silence. For such build not among the saints, for they are Babylon stones. So all these high speakers which speak the words of the Scriptures, but not from the Holy Ghost that gave them forth, they are out of that spirit in which the saints pray. And so those who pray out of the Holy Spirit are an abomination, they are to be silent. And they who are out of the faith, they are out of that, in which the saints build up one another, the holy faith. That which is holy gives victory, in that the saints build up in that they fear God, so in the faith in the unity. For it gives victory over the enemy and the impure. For it purifies the heart, and without it man cannot please God, neither can they build up in the unity, nor in the faith that gives the victory, in which is the unity, which is the gift of God by which they please him. Such praying is in the Holy Ghost. The scripture was given forth from the Holy Ghost. Stephen was a man full of the Holy Ghost. In his examination, when he spoke to the council, he told them that they resisted the Holy Ghost, as their fathers did, and yet they professed the Scriptures, but resisted the Holy Ghost. Now all those people, who have the Scriptures and resist the Holy Ghost, they resist that which gave forth the Scriptures, and their gathering and their praying are abomination, and their gatherings are to be scattered. Why are prayers from your carnal mind an abomination? Because the carnal mind pretends to be humble and chooses words that it thinks sound good, submissive, and respectful. But the Lord has heard your every thought, including your doubts, your resentments over your being in an evil state, your judgments of his unfairness to you, and even your accusations against him. So when you pray, you attempt to paint yourself as faithful, humble, submissive, and loving him. Since that is feigned, it is a lie and an abomination. The more you become aware of your thoughts, the more you will see the truth in this statement. This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Mark 7:6-29-13. That is why you can only show true humility with silence. He knows everything you have ever thought, everything you want, everything you wish, and you are wasting your time with insincere words. Since Paul has told us that our carnal minds are enmity against God and cannot be subject to the law of God, Rom 8:7, then it is very understandable that such prayers are impudent and repulsive to God. As the word of the Lord within said, at best your thoughts are a vain hiss. And a hiss is the spirit of the serpent, Satan, speaking in you, for in several scriptures, unpurified men are referred to as serpents, and Christ must bruise the head of that serpent in you, as was the promise to Eve when she fell. The thoughts of the unrighteous are detestable, foul, disgusting to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. Pro 15:26. When you have been purified, your words will be supplied by the Spirit and be pleasing to you and the Lord. From the word of the Lord within, pray only as you are told. If you believe what you have heard the Lord tell you to pray, then you will receive what you ask in prayer, as John carefully states. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of him. 1 John 5:14-15. Unless you have crucified your sinful nature to receive his Spirit in sufficient measure to reveal his will, you have no idea what his will is. This is why the vast majority of prayers made in the carnal minds of beginning believers are never answered. When we can do his will, we hear what to pray from him, and we know for sure such prayers are heard and will be granted. Until you can hear what the Lord desires you to pray, sit and wait in humble silence, listening and watching in confident hope of eventually becoming righteous. Able to pray, praise, worship, speak, and act perfectly according to the will of God, which brings pleasure, honor, and glory to God. And therefore, all friends that are come to witness the Holy Ghost and faith, in which the true praying and building is, which gives victory over the world, which is the gift of God, in which you please God, keep your meetings and being met together as you are moved, speak. For they spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, and as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they prayed with the Spirit, and it helped their infirmities, for they could not tell what to pray for as they ought. But he that searches the heart knows the mind of the Spirit that teaches to pray. And here comes to be known the birth born of the Spirit, which God the Father of spirits hears, which is not of that birth born after the flesh, but is persecuted by that birth. Now you may see the just man Simeon, Luke 2, who waited for the consolation of Israel. It was revealed to him, he came to see it. And the people gladly received Christ, for they waited for him, Luke 8:40. Now mark, that which is not silenced does not wait upon Jesus, but persecutes that birth. But the birth is brought forth, and the light springs, and that is known and seen, that must speak, and that is known that must keep silence. Praises arise to the Lord God forever, who is exalting the birth born of the Spirit, which is feeding upon the bread of life, which is nourished with the life in the bosom of the Lord God of life, and the elder is become servant to the younger. The arm of God reigns above the elder in his kingdom and throne, and God has fulfilled his promise and is fulfilling it, and the time to speak is known, and the time to keep silence is known. Now they that are not come to distinguish each birth and each mouth, they do not know the time of silence and the time of speaking. Such are judged for judging the things of God, and are not fit to judge, as are such that know the peace of God that passes the understanding, and that which is unspeakable. They know silence in the life and in the Spirit of God. This is to be read among friends, and from them to pass abroad through the world. That which brings to look into the world, into time, captivates. Where is the ground of the spirit of strife and mastery, and the crown that fades and vanishes away? As the life arises that stands in God, which gives to feel the crown which is immortal, which brings you to feel that which brings you to the beginning, which lets you see before pen, ink, or paper, or writing was, in that life which will let you see the fulfilling of that which was written. And you that think yourselves above the world, whose wine is mingled with water, who wear the linen and woolen garment, who through pride and ease and false joys lose the sincerity, whereby an earthen veil covers you. Through the lust lived in, a veil of flesh is spread over the whorish and adulterous woman that has been among you, which brings forth many children, which strives to lay the heritage of the Lord waste. This is but as briars and thorns that set themselves in battle against the Lord, who is a consuming fire. The whole world is now stumbling at the light, who have been checked with it and convinced, but now are turned from it. And here is the generation of mockers, out of the life and out of the light, and every one striving for mastery and lordship and authority one over another. But it shall not be so with you who are children of light, disciples of Christ, not of this world, whose kingdom is not of the world, and who come out of strife, come into peace. Therefore all people dwell in that which leads into peace, and out of confusion, for God is not the author of that. But those are out of his life, that hold the truth in unrighteousness. Come out of the bustlings, who are up in your wantonness, lightness, and pleasures, who set the whole course of nature on fire, among whom the way of peace, and that which is perfect is not known. Among whom you have the words of Christ, the apostles and prophets, and the scriptures of truth, who hold it in the unrighteousness, where all spirits are disquieted, and the elements come to burn like fire, whereas all the masteries and seeking for earthly crowns, and exalting among the people, and gathering parties out of people. Where stands the several ways and distances of people one from another, and opinions and sects? Where enter heats and fires, storms and the many waters, and the sea and the earth, the dragon and the beast, and the false prophets, which was the wonder in heaven, cast down into the earth, which make war against the saints and the Lamb, but over all the Lamb has got the victory. That which drank the cup of fornication, and she that gives the cup of fornication, and is that which draws people from the life within them. So there are all the unquiet spirits in the world, and the restless and the wearied. For there is none upon the earth that come to have their spirits quieted, but who come to the light, that Christ Jesus has enlightened them withal. And so comes every spirit here to have a particular satisfaction and quietness in his own mind. And here comes the weary to have rest in Christ, who has enlightened them. No one can hold the truth in unrighteousness until he comes to that of God revealed in him. And so that of God revealed in him leads his mind up to God. He comes to the quiet and peaceable life and comes to retain God in his knowledge. And his spirit is quieted, and he comes to hold the truth in righteousness, and his mind is not reprobated. Such shall find mercy of God, when their minds are guided up unto God, and their spirits and minds are quieted in silent waiting upon God, and in one half hour have more peace and satisfaction than they have had from all other teachers of the world all their lifetime. Here they come to feel that which quiets their minds to God, and they find and feel the way of peace, and come to grow up in that life from which the scriptures were given forth, and grow up in the life in which the saints lived, and into the Spirit which guided their minds up to God the Father of spirits, whereby every particular comes to a particular satisfaction. All this bustling and teaching in the world for earthly things, men and people shall turn from it. For that is in the earth, it is that which went in Korah's way, and Cain's way, and Balaam's way, which is now standing in the way, which the apostles saw coming in before their decease. So as you all come to be guided with that of God in you, and to feel that of God in you to guide your minds up to God, you shall come to satisfaction. It leads you up out of the earth to that within, so from all those without. The glory of the Lord God comes to be revealed in you. Though you may profess all the scriptures of truth, yet if every particular of you do not come to feel that of God, which God has manifested in you, and showed to you to guide your minds to God, you cannot know any of the scriptures. For that opens the words to every particular and gives to every particular a particular satisfaction, by which everyone comes to pray in the Spirit and sing in the Spirit, from which glory is given to God. Now there is not a people upon the earth who have come from the first Adam's state in the earth, driven from God in sin and death and unrighteousness, to the second Adam's state, but who come to the light that enlightens everyone that comes into the world. They, who will not come to the second Adam from the first Adam, they will not come to the Lord from heaven, who is the way to the Father. So they who have not come to the light which enlightens everyone that comes into the world, they are in the first state, driven from God, from his righteousness, from his wisdom, from the truth, the light, the life. For Christ the light, which enlightens every man that comes into the world, is the way to the Father, the truth, the life, the light, God's wisdom, God's righteousness, the hope of glory, and the power of God, the redemption, the teacher, and the Savior, who enlightens every man that comes into the world, who is the way to the Father, which all the world despises. And their teaching of people is far from the light which enlightens every man that comes into the world, for they do not acknowledge the light, being out of God's wisdom in the devilish, that is both earthly and sensual. So this is the state driven from God, God's wisdom brings to God, All of you upon the earth that deny the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world, you are yet in the transgression in the first Adam, you are in your own righteousness. For any righteousness that is not in the light is your own. For Christ the light is God's righteousness. So everyone that comes into the world being enlightened, who hears not the light which enlightens him, he hears not the prophet of which Moses prophesied. So the light condemns him, and he is to be cut off from among the people. And so all the world are away from Christ the light, from that of God in them, some in the presumption and some in the envy, and that eats them out and slays them. Some in the false joy of presumption mount up to heaven and fall down to the earth again. There all the minds are unestablished in the world. They go from that of God in them, which does not change and the truth does not change, which comprehends the world and fathoms the world. They go from the light, which enlightens every man that comes into the world, and though he hates it, it is his condemnation. All people must come to know Christ your teacher, who said, "Learn of me, I am the way to the Father." So the light that enlightens everyone that comes into the world is the new and living way. You that are come to the light, you are enlightened withal, you are come to that which is new and living now as ever it was. Therefore, all people come to know the light in you, shining in your hearts, to give you the knowledge of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And all people come to know the heavenly treasure in the earthly vessels, which none do, but they that come to the light, which Christ has enlightened them withal. And all people come to know the second Adam, the Lord from heaven, above the first Adam, who enlightens every man that comes into the world. None knows him, but who owns the light, which brings them out of the first Adam's state, out of the earthly into the heavenly. And all people come to know God's word in your hearts, there to obey it, and their mind to do it. This is the word of faith preached. The ministers of the letter may keep you reading the letter without you, and telling you about the letter without you, but they cannot endure, who deny the light, talking of the word within them in the heart. For feeling God's word in the heart to obey it, you come to know that which the prophets and apostles witnessed, the word of life which became flesh, which is Christ in us. Know him in you, all peoples upon the earth, then you will not be reprobates, sin still lives in them. For if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin you have crucified your sinful nature, and you are alive to righteousness. All people come to know the new covenant that God has prophesied of by his prophets, and Moses wrote of, and the apostles were witnesses and enjoyers of, the everlasting covenant. Knowing the end of the first covenant, know this covenant which is everlasting, the new covenant with God and his people forever. His law is in their hearts, that you need not say one to another, "Know the Lord," so that you may come to enjoy the thing the Scripture speaks of. And all people come to know the mind of Christ, which none can but who come to the light, he has enlightened them withal, that you may come to be of one mind, heart, and soul. And all people wait to receive the Spirit of Christ Jesus, which if you have not, you are none of his. And all people come to live in the power of godliness. For many may have the form of godliness, but deny the power of God and are against it, when it appears in them that declare it. And so you will come to live in the gospel. And all people come to the light which every one of you is enlightened withal, that is come into the world, that you may come to the second Adam, from the first Adam, that you may have your sins and transgressions blotted out. And all people come to know the wisdom which is from above, which is above all the earthly, sensual, and devilish, which is below. None can acknowledge this, but who acknowledges the light which enlightens every man that comes into the world. And all people come to know Christ in you, the hope of glory, which hope of glory Christ destroys the hope of the hypocrite, which hope purifies even as he is pure. Now come to know this hope, Christ in you, distinguished from your own hope, which hope is a mystery. And all people come to know the anointing that abides in you to teach you. And as you continue in that which abides in you, you come to know the Father and the Son. And none come to know the anointing abiding in them, but who come to know the light, with which Christ has enlightened all men. Nor none abide with the Son, but who continue in the light, which Christ has enlightened them withal. Therefore all come to know the anointing in you, that you might come to know that which teaches you to continue with the Son, where you need no man to teach you. For God has come to take his people off from the teachings of men, and to teach his people himself, and the Lord's children shall be taught of him. And they shall cease from man, whose breath is in his nostrils, and come to know their strength renewed, and come to know the prophet's life, and the spirit he was guided withal. And all people come away from the world's churches, and come to know the church that is in God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is the pillar and ground of truth, where there is neither spot nor blemish, nor any such thing, out of all strife and contention of this world. Come to know the power of that world, where there is no end, and O people, be not surfeited with the cares of this life, neither overcharge your hearts with the deceitfulness of riches, but mind the power of an endless life. And cease from all these teachers which teach for earthly things, who are such as keep you in the earth, and in sin, and teach people must be in sin while they be upon the earth, and so make the covenant of God of none effect. Such are ministers of unrighteousness, and still in their transgressions, and make Christ's dying in vain, and the one offering of no value, which has perfected forever all them that are sanctified, and his blood of none effect, which cleanses from all sin. But the ministry of righteousness is manifested, which lets you see the effect of the blood of Jesus, and of the everlasting offering, which you have not yet received the effects thereof. The ministry of righteousness turns your minds to the light, of which Christ Jesus has enlightened you withal, that with it you might see yourselves and see Christ when he comes, and with it be justified from all sin, and come into the unity one with another, and have the love of God and the peace of God shed in your hearts, and come out of strife one with another about words and forms of things, and arguing about scriptures. But come to that of God manifest in you, that you may know the life that gave forth the scriptures. The synagogue, temple, and priest that takes tithes are to be denied by all such that witness Christ come, and the second priesthood, and the Jews' Sabbath also. For those who uphold these things are nominal Christians that teach for filthy lucre, and seek for the fleece, and divine for money, and bear rule by their means, that stand praying in the synagogues, having the highest place in the assembly, and are called of men masters. For all these the prophets and apostles cried against, and they that hold them up are to be denied. All people upon earth that ever come to the knowledge of the true God must own the light of Christ Jesus within them, which light is but one in all men, and brings all that believe in it into oneness. All the world's teachers, people, and professors, you are far from silence, and the silent meeting together, and waiting upon the Lord in silence. You have too much flesh in you, which speaks, and so are too full of words, which are not your own, and not acknowledged to be from others. For you are out of the life of those who know a silence of the flesh and a waiting upon the Lord in silence, to hear his still voice, and to hear his voice behind them, saying, "This is the way, walk in it." And to have the mind stayed upon God, and to be guided by God, and to be led with the Spirit of God into all truth, when they do not speak words outwardly. First, the Spirit leading, then words from the Spirit, and thus the Spirit is not quenched in son nor daughter, in handmaid nor servant. The false teachers, false prophets, and false apostles used their tongues. They had the form of godliness, but denied the power, for which they are to be turned away from. They are who said, "The Lord said it," when the Lord never spoke to them, neither stood in his counsel. Had they stood in his counsel, they should have stood silent and waited upon God. But they that use their tongues and say, "The Lord said it," when the Lord never spoke to them, they were not silent when the Lord said they should be silent. Likewise those that went in Cain's way, and Kor's way, and Balaam's, they spoke the high thing in hypocrisy, and likewise promised liberty, while they themselves were servants to corruption. These were against those who waited upon God, and they should be silent. Therefore now in this age, they that use their tongues and say the Lord said it, when the Lord never spoke to them, have the form of godliness, but deny the power and speak the high words, but they themselves are in the hypocrisy, and in Cain's and Balaam's way, and Kor's way, separated from the Spirit that gave forth scriptures, and so from God the Father of spirits, professors, and teachers. Such are angry and offended at those who wait upon God and his counsel in silence, and patiently wait upon him, whose hearts pant after God when there is never a word spoken, whose souls hunger after righteousness when there is never a word spoken, who receive strength and blessing from God, the living mercy, the sure mercies of David. Yes, a hearkening diligently, whose souls come to live. Here is a silent waiting and diligent waiting upon God, and a silence in heaven. Yes, and the peace upon the earth, and the good will towards men is witnessed. Now they that be exalted above their measure of the Spirit of God manifest in them, such glory in the expressions, glory in words, and feed upon them more than life, and delight in words and methods, and curiosity in speech. And this is that which is offended at silent waiting upon God, which looks at high expressions, and is fuller of them than life, that feeds the birth that must be silent, that is born of the flesh, so there is the time to be silent. This is the word of the Lord God to you all, that you may all come to that which God does manifest within you. It will let you see the birth that must be silent and bring you to be silent and to wait to receive teaching from God. Then what is said, you may declare from the Lord of heaven most high. Cain was the first birth, and Esau and Ishmael was the first birth. Now tell Cain the envious murderer of a silent meeting or waiting upon God, when he is a vagabond from that of God in him. Being from God, he would slay and murder them that are in the life. And yet he will slay and yet sacrifice, to which sacrifice God has no respect, who is from God's life, and so from God's life a vagabond, a murderer that has not a habitation in God. Yet he professes the saints' words which were declared forth from the life, who had a habitation in God. Here is Cain's offspring and generation known. So he has not eternal life abiding in him, he envies his brother. And how can he know a silent waiting upon God in the eternal, that has not the eternal life abiding in him? Consider this, this is God's word to you all. You are far off silent meeting and waiting upon God, or the love of God that envies not, or the body that edifies itself in love. Do not tell Esau of a silent meeting, and a silent waiting upon God, that has despised his birthright, and after seeks it with tears, where there is no place found for him. Now tell Esau of silence, a silent meeting is a wonder to Esau, that despises his birthright, and would sway the sword, and slay his brother Jacob, the second birth. But a silent meeting is not a strange thing to righteous Abel, nor to the second birth Jacob, for God is the author of their faith. And Esau the cunning hunter, the profane person is among the beasts of the field that has the fat of the earth, a place for dragons, that bears the sword to destroy the righteous. Tell him of a silent meeting and waiting upon God, and he will hunt till he has tired himself, that he faints again, and despises his birthright. And likewise wild Ishmael the mocker. Tell these of silent meeting and waiting upon God, no, this spirit will boast and mock and scoff at that which brings to wait upon God in silence. This is that which is to be cast forth. So Esau, Cain, and Ishmael, you may see your stock, offspring, and root, and you are branches of who is profane, who is envious, and scoff and mock at them, who do silently and patiently wait upon God for counsel. For instruction, who is the giver of all good? So as they are moved by the Spirit to pray, to praise, to give thanks, to speak with the Spirit, as it gives utterance, as it reveals things, and so it leads them, and they receive from the Father of spirits, and come to be obedient. Glory over all to the Lord God, the highest of heaven and earth, that is bringing forth a birth born of himself, that knows the Father, and declares him which keeps the old birth silent. All who speak a divination of their own heart and brain, and are the filthy dreamers, false prophets, false teachers, false shepherds, false apostles, and ministers of unrighteousness, and such as divine for money and teach for filthy lucre, and make merchandise of the people, and seek for their gain from their quarter, and bear rule by their means, and teach for the fleece, and are called of men masters, and stand praying in the synagogues, and have the highest places in the assembly, which Christ, the prophets, and apostles cried against, who were out of the Spirit. These now cannot endure silent meeting together and waiting upon God. These are full of words, and steal them from their neighbors. These mind earthly things which make merchandise of the people. And these are transgressors, all of them, for they set up what the apostle threw down, tithes and temple and synagogue and priests before mentioned. Now these are they that are out of the life, and these are offended at silent meetings, and waiting upon God in silence. For doctrine these teach their own traditions and ordinances and commands, and neglect the commands of Christ, telling people of sprinkling infants and a sacrament when there is no such scripture. Now he that has a psalm, mark, now he that has one, let him sing and sing in the Spirit and with understanding. And now he that sings in the Spirit and prays in the Spirit, as the Spirit gives utterance the words, he is in that birth, that silences the birth of the flesh. And this is to all that would learn silent waiting upon God and silent meeting. For none ever shall come to God that is upon the earth, but as they do come to that of God in them, the light which Christ has enlightened them withal. And that is it which must guide everyone's mind up to God, and to wait upon God to receive the Spirit from God. And the Spirit leads to wait upon God in silence, and to receive from God. As many of the prophets and holy men of God, they sat often long waiting upon God, and said, blessed are all they whose minds are stayed upon God, they should be kept in perfect peace. And my soul waits you upon God, and the meek inherits the blessing. And ye shall find more strength, virtue, water of life, and the mercy of the Lord, and the presence of the Lord God, as you are still. Keep to that of God in you, which will lead you up to God, when you are still from your own thoughts and imaginations, and desires and counsels of your own hearts and motions and will. When you stand single from all these, waiting upon the Lord, your strength is renewed. He that waits upon the Lord feels his shepherd, and he shall not want. That which is of God within everyone is that which brings them together to wait upon God, which brings them to unity, which joins their hearts together up to God. So as this moves, this is not to be quenched, when it moves to pray or speak, for there is the power of the Lord. This is the arm of the Lord, the dominion, the victory over death. And all teachers and people on the earth that have kept people from the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world, that which is to be known of God manifest in them, they are those who shut up the kingdom of heaven from men, that would neither go in themselves, nor allow others. These are those who have taken away the key of knowledge from people, that neither they nor the people could get into the scriptures, nor tell what the prophets meant, nor what Christ nor the apostles meant, but wrangling all about the light, about the door. For the light is the door, the light is the power, that enlightens every man that comes into the world, that all through the light might believe. He that believes is entered into his rest, has ceased from his own works as God did from his, and he has the witness in himself. And he that is born of God overcomes the world, he does not make haste. Here he knows a silent meeting and waiting upon God, and knows that all people upon the earth, if they come to the light Christ Jesus has enlightened them withal, their crowns must be laid down, down at his feet, and their peace taken away from the earth. And Christ, God's covenant of peace, of light with God and man, they must come into. Then all flesh must be silent before the Lord, so the life of God comes to guide. And all you that are in your own wisdom, and in your own reason, it tells you that silent waiting upon God is famine to you. It is a strange life to you to come to be silent, you must come into a new world. Now you must die in the silence, to the fleshly wisdom, knowledge, reason, and understanding, so you come to feel that which brings you to wait upon God. You must die from the other, that brings you to feel the power of an endless life and come to possess it. And in the silent waiting upon God, you come to receive the wisdom from above, by which all things were made and created, and it gives an understanding and a reason, which distinguishes from the beast. And the life of God in you, which brings to wait upon God, which gives you life, brings to know God, and to know God and Jesus Christ is life eternal. And to you this is the word of the Lord God. George Fox, omitted from the original letter, was the condemnation of the widespread practice of the singing David's Psalms. As though they were experiencing the same conditions as David, irrelevant today due to a plethora of hymns since composed and in usage. Supplementary quotes from George Fox. This is to all, to learn silent waiting upon the Lord and silent meeting. For none on the earth shall ever come to God, except as they come to that of God in them the light, with which Christ has enlightened them all. That is what must guide everyone's mind up to God, to wait upon God to receive the Spirit from God. So the Spirit leads to wait upon God in silence in order to receive from God. As many of the prophets and holy men of God, they often sat long, waiting upon God. They said, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. And my soul silently waits upon God. And those who wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace." And so you will find more strength, the waters of life, the mercy of the Lord, and the presence of the Lord God, as you are still. Keep to that of God in you, to lead you up to God. When you are still from your own thoughts and imaginations, desires and counsels of your own hearts, motions and wills, when you stand single from all these, waiting upon the Lord, your strength is renewed. He, waiting upon the Lord, feels his shepherd, and he shall not want. That which is of God in everyone is that which brings them to wait upon God in ever particular, which brings them to unity, which joins their hearts together up to God. So as this moves, this is not to be quenched when it is moved to pray or speak. For this of the Lord, this is the arm of the Lord, the dominion, the victory over death. The light is the door, the light is the porter, who enlightens every man who comes into the world, so that all through the light may believe. And he that believes enters in his rest, has ceased from his own works as God from his, and has the witness in himself. He that is born anew of God overcomes the world, he does not make haste. Here he knows a silent meeting and waiting upon God. All people upon the earth, If they come to the light Christ Jesus has enlightened them with, their crowns must be laid at his feet, and their peace in the earth must be taken away. They must come into Christ, God's covenant of peace and of light between God and man. Then all people must be silent before the Lord, so the light of God comes to guide. But all you that are in your own wisdom and in your own reason, you say that silent waiting upon God is a famine to you. It is a strange life to you to come to be silent. You must come into a new world. How you must die in the silence, die from the wisdom, die from the knowledge, die from the reason, die from the understanding. So as you come to feel that which brings you to wait upon God, you must die from the other that resists the silence and feels famished in silence. It is this, dying in silence, that brings you to feel the power of an endless life, and you come to possess it. A silent waiting upon God, you come to receive the wisdom from the above by which all things were made and created, and it gives an understanding and reason which distinguishes the earthly man. This life of God in you is that which brings you to wait upon God, and to know God is eternal life. To you this is the word of the Lord God. This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and his kingdom.